While the 13-member group agrees that Park City's Mine Waste Soil Management Challenge is a community-wide problem requiring a community-based solution, the group has only touched the surface about what the possible solution may be. Meeting on Monday, the group spent the bulk of the meeting in a roundtable discussion looking at questions posed by the city's regulatory affairs manager, Joan Card, such as, if dealing with the mine waste is a community problem, then what is the city's role and the roles of the commercial sector and taxpayer? The group agrees that a community solution is needed to address the health and safety issues of heavy metals in the soils and the fact that the dirt has been spread everywhere in town from Prospector to Thames and Park Meadows, as well as from Empire Canyon down to Wanship along the Silver Creek Corridor. With a number of redevelopment projects in the pipeline and the Richardson Flat Repository no longer accepting contaminated soil from the public, the Park City Council has appointed this commission to make recommendations about how to move forward. What used to cost developers about $3.50 per ton to haul dirt, contaminated or not, to Richardson Flat, today cost about $100 per ton to haul it to the Tooele Repository. John Whiteley, the owner of JWW Excavating, told commission members that he's been digging dirt in Park City a long time and has a pretty good idea of where he'll find tainted dirt. It's apparently everywhere, perhaps due to the wind blowing or miners shaking out their shoes every day, and more recently, development.
There's nothing that's not contaminated. The places like Thames, which is a real sleeper, there's feet and feet of it out there. They bedded all their sewers and waters in the stuff. And, I mean, they made berms with it. So, for me to know those things and to bid against people that don't, I'm in a real tough spot.
Mine waste is spread throughout town as it was used for years as a road base and bedding material for water and sewer lines when Park City was growing and before anyone knew that there was a problem with the soil. Given the fact that tailings can be found in many areas of town, the commission could recommend that the soils district boundaries be expanded. The practice today, says Whiteley, is that excavators don't test soil outside the soils district because if a soil is hot, that project just got a lot more expensive. Given the breadth of the problem, commission member and city council member Liza Simpson says it's why the council's so focused on finding a solution. But looking to the mine company or other potential responsible parties, known as a PRP, she says, is not a viable option.
Even in an instance where there's a relatively clear-cut chain of responsibility, this is going to cost a crap load of money. I mean, nobody's going to raise their hand and say, oh, you're right. I put that dirt there. Here, have some money. So, you know, rather than spending millions and millions of dollars on multiple lawsuits all over town, large and small, I think... Plus, when you have the added question of three-quarters of the contamination, who knows how it got there? You know, whether it was somebody putting what they thought was clean fill in a Park Meadows lot or the stream depositing it or whatever. I mean, we have so much of that all over town. I think that's why, rather than focusing on the PRP chain, we've been very focused on that. Let's just figure this out. Let's just find a solution that works.
Commission member Charlie Winsor, who owns property in the Soils District, says the commission needs to focus on a solution, not determine whose fault it is.
Let's just say you could say the mining company deposited all the stuff in Prospector, but they can't be responsible for all the crap we hauled out of there and dumped all over town. So, it's kind of a bigger problem than you can think. And I'd love to find somebody to blame and go home.
Summit County Council member Roger Armstrong, also a member of the Soils Commission, says it would be extremely difficult to come to some agreement with any potential responsible party.
If we were talking about a discrete piece of land, if we knew that this square area is contaminated and we wanted somebody to agree to liability for that, you could reach an agreement on that probably. They're going to want a waiver. They're going to want a release from any further liability. As I sit here and I look around, I can only imagine, based on what John was saying, that I'm looking at a massive amount of toxic waste out there. And to give somebody a release of liability on a going forward basis is a little bit terrifying when you don't know what's there.
The Soils Commission has two more meetings before formulating recommendations to the City Council in April. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.